So, track two. This is the first movement from Fauré's Requiem. Very familiar to most people. But just take care. At the beginning, there's that lovely chord. It's a very full chord. Make sure your Fs, the altos and the first basses, are really nicely in tune. You haven't got them from the organ to start with because you just get it. So you need to practice pitching that very carefully. And make sure that you hold the num in bar three right through to the end of the bar. So it's over the organ note. And then in the next bar, in that part, do not ace domine, be careful, sopranos, top sopranos, you're going up, zero sopranos, going up to the C, make sure that is really nicely in tune. And the tenors, although it's only going up a semitone, it actually feels quite a long way because you're making it into a major chord. So that bar, the bar before A, is slightly different from bar three. You don't hold quite to the end of the bar. Two, three. And note very carefully that you don't have, in perpetua, bar eight, you don't have a third of the chord. You don't even have that lovely B flat that's in there, because that's in the organ part. So it's a very open chord. It needs to be really bright and open. And then also, luceat, same thing. Bright, open chord, no G in it. In fact, there isn't. Isn't one on the chain. Okay, and then at letter B, it appears to be going somewhere. Somewhere rather surprising. Everybody needs to make sure they tune that change of chord really carefully. And tenors again, you're going from B flat to C flat, which is only a semitone, but it's still going up quite a long way. And then also that's leading to the A natural for both the sopranos and the tenors. So it's really carefully tuning that. And then here, lovely scrunchy chord. So it's really important for the tuning in all of that section. So breathing, really important. Thinking about your pitch. So I'll just play all the way through that with some of the accompaniment where it's necessary. Thank you. Good. And one other thing, do really be sure about your counting in that first section. It's very important to help us get together. If the conductor can rely on you being ready to be on the beat, that would be absolutely great. Okay, next section. The next little part is tenors, which you will probably work out, but not 100% clear to start with. Tenors not to force the sound at all. Let that be really natural, sweet sound. Carrying on. About 35, it's not quite what we're expecting. Looks okay just from the tenor's point of view, but when you put it with the accompaniment, slightly different. If I go from D, so just make sure you're really clear on that and don't get pulled off by the slightly different accompaniment. Then going on. Sopranos. Again, sopranos, just like the tenors, trying to be really sweet and natural sound. Lots of breath, but don't force it at all. Carrying on with the air. Then we have the loud followed by the piano. And it's really important to follow the dynamics as marked by Fauré. So we have X, D, and on the D, we diminuendo right down to the piano. And then the crescendo is on the D up to orazione. No getting quieter or louder through the whole of the bar. And then. Tenors, you've got a really important job there at bar 53. You just had that, and then it's that's quite from a C to C sharp, quite a long way. You are helped by what's in the organ, so be careful to listen as well as singing nicely to get that, and then it's everybody one. And then a lovely change. Doesn't look a lot, but you might get let off because tenors, second tenors, you've just had C sharp. The next note is, of course, the same thing, it's D flat. Just be really careful when you've got accidental is just make sure you're really on top of the tuning for those. They're incredibly important. Carrying on. At letter G. C is really bright. We've gone from D minor chord, but we're going to F major. Doesn't sound a long way, but that C can be very flat if you're not careful. And basses, when you've got le, it's very important to go right up to that B. And don't allow yourself to just cut the corner slightly. Then going on a chord. So again, it's those loud going down to quiet, being very careful about where you do that. And you don't get louder on the end of Christe. It's straight in, then loud into. So slightly different from before. And that was played wrongly. So don't be led astray like I just did. It's not going to A flat, it's going. Okay, so that's the second bar of J. That's the first one, and then it's that chord, soprano 2. Don't be led astray, that's an E natural, so nice and sharp. Good. And the final things, the singing the Kyrie again. Just a beautiful, really beautiful unison singing. You don't have to push anything at all, just listening to everybody else. And then the second one is different. And then on the end, make sure you don't drop. Keep those repeated notes, just almost think you're getting a little bit sharper as you go through them. Very easy on piano because it's always going to do the same thing. There we are. I suggest that you now listen to that either on a CD or on YouTube.